And the end of the Vietnam War sent millions of refugees to the U.S., including the ethnic Hmong people from the country of Laos on Vietnam's border. About 60,000 Hmong soldiers were recruited by the CIA to fight during the war. When the fighting ended, they had to flee. Today, more than 250,000 Hmong live here in the U.S., a few thousand of them near Seattle. As Liz Jones from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports, the pain of a lost homeland still hangs over this community.
If you've ever been in Seattle's famous Pike Place Market and bought one of those big flower bouquets, there's a good chance a Hmong farmer sold it to you.
From here on, they're all Hmong farmers. Everybody knows everybody.
That's Bi Cha. He's with Washington State University's Small Farms Program. He's worked with a lot of Hmong farmers here in this market. His family is in the flower business, too.
So this is my farm, Chuneng Cha Farm.
Behind the booth, his sister wraps the flowers into a paper cone. Bi's family came to Seattle when he was 15.
I think my first memory is cold. There's snow everywhere.
Around 100 Hmong families farm in the valleys just east of Seattle. Most grow flowers on a few acres of land. The tradition got started in the early 80s with the help of a nonprofit to train farmers on county-owned land. It was called the Indo-Chinese Farm Project. Most Hmong farmed back in Laos, but the crops were different.
Mainly rice, corn, sugar cane, and that's it. And opium.
Can't do that one here, huh?
No.
Laos and Vietnam share a long border, and Bi says his country got pulled into the Vietnam War in a big way. North Vietnamese forces ran a military supply route through Laos called the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The CIA recruited Hmong soldiers to disrupt it. When North Vietnamese forces took over, Bi's family had to flee their village. For a few years, they hid in the jungles of Laos, then eventually made it to a refugee camp in Thailand. They came to the U.S. as refugees in 1989.
I left behind a community, a sense of belonging. I crave for that.
In his job now, Bi helps train farmers in business and marketing skills, farmers like Sai and Chu Chang. We meet at the couple's home near Seattle. The Changs got their start farming in the 80s. Over the years, they've helped newer Hmong arrivals learn the ropes, including Bi's mom.
They say, I teach you. You come here, you have to learn something. A daughter is a daughter. A wife is my daughter. That's what I teach her. That's what Bi's mommy come to my farm.
Like Bi's family, the Changs also had to escape Laos when it fell to the North Vietnamese, because Sai worked with the CIA as part of a special guerrilla unit and trained Hmong foot soldiers to fight in the jungle.
How we use the gun, how we use the bomb, and protect ourselves.
He seems eager to tell his war stories.
One time, I will tell you, I was stepping on a bomb. Then they put a bomb inside.
You stepped on a bomb.
Yeah, I stepped on a bomb. But I'm lucky.
Lucky because a heavy rock was in his reach. He carefully laid it on his shoe, like a weight.
I take my feet out and jump in it, and then blow up.
His bravado fades as he starts to remember more.
Sometimes we're angry, you know, because we fight. I got killed. Hungry, no food, and people die a lot. That's a really difficult time.
It's estimated up to 40,000 Hmong people died in that war. When U.S. troops withdrew from Laos in 1973, Sai says many Hmong felt abandoned. Sai switches to his native language and he interprets.
American left, nobody helped us. We tried to leave, but some make it and some didn't make it because they were all killed along the way.
See, I show you over here.
A certificate hangs in the hallway, signed by former Washington Governor Chris Gregoire. It expresses gratitude for Sai's heroism and bravery as a soldier for the CIA, a small recognition for his effort in the war and his struggle to make a new life here. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.